Okay, you're recording, thank you.
Excellent, thank you very much, Laura. Okay, so welcome to this cabinet meeting on the 13th of April 2023. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the council's website. In addition, under the Local Authorities Executive Arrangements, Meetings and Access to Information England Regulation 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the council's control. So, first off, we have item one, which is apologies. Councillor Rawlings, yes. So Councillor Rawlings is away on holiday. Apparently in
Antigua.
So there you go.
Very jealous.
No, not at all. I much prefer a cold April day in Loughborough in the rain. I think he's our only apology then. So otherwise, we're all here. So item two, disclosure of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Are there any declarations? I think there probably will be, given what's on the agenda. So thank you very much. So, item three, leaders announcements. So I was just going to say a few very, very brief words. This is the last cabinet meeting of this particular session. We have had a lot to do over the last 4 years. It has been an extraordinary period of time. We have three retirees from cabinet for sure. Councillor Rawlings, stepping down, and I thank him in his absence for everything that he's done over the last 4 years. We've got Councillor Mercer, who's seeking passage new in Nottinghamshire, and I thank you, Paul. I know this is your not only quite a long period on cabinet, but actually your second time as councillor in Charnwood, having been a councillor
third time.
And I knew about your sin in the 90s, but. Third term. I was going to say you've had two goes at being councillor, but third term. Have really genuinely appreciated your input, Paul. It's been extremely good to be able to bounce things off you, and you've brought something always to meetings: humour, but also intelligence and knowledge of subjects. So thank you very much for your input for the last for this cabinet cycle in particular. Lastly, Paul. After Paul is Tom. Tom, you've been my deputy throughout this time. We've been on cabinet for longer than that. You've likewise been a councillor for a fair slab of time. You are a very, very good friend, and I'm going to really miss not having you sitting beside me and being able to actually bounce everything off you and talk to you about stuff that, quite often I can't talk to other people about. You have been an absolute star. I'm greatly, greatly missing you going into the future, as I know all colleagues will do. Huge, huge thanks to you, Tom.
Thanks, Joe.
It's going to be a different life without you. Without you being part of the team, but thank you very, very much. I would also like to say a huge thank you to Laura as well, who's supported us through many, 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 you put anything you like on Laura. Laura is the best staff member in the world, except But genuinely, whether it's making sure the windows are open or keeping you supplied with chocolates at the right time of year, you've been a fantastic support to Cabinet, but also to me in particular. So thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you on the other side, that's for sure. Likewise to all the other officers. I know Rob is on holiday this week, but whether it's through Rob, his predecessor being Jeff, likewise. We have been very, very lucky to have a great officer team supporting Cabinet for this four-year cycle, and it has been an extraordinary four-year cycle. Just every now and again you catch yourself thinking back to moments over the last three or so years, and it has been extraordinary. May we never ever have to go through that again, but I'm very grateful that when we did have to do what we did, we were able to do it together as a very strong team, officers and councillors, and I personally think we made a huge difference to people's lives here in Charnwood, and we couldn't have done it otherwise unless we've been working as an extraordinary team. So thank you to all of you. I know all of you have been through a huge amount over the last 3 or 4 years, and my thanks will always be there. So, right, before I say anything else, I'm going to move on. Minutes of the previous meeting, that was held on the 9th of March 2023. I've got the minutes in front of me ready to be signed. Is everyone happy that we signed those minutes? Being through an accurate record, agreed? Okay, so that is done. Questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7, no questions were submitted. So we're now on to the four main items of the meeting. Item 6, purchase of additional refuge vehicles. So we've obviously got Matt Bradford, who's our Head of Contracts, Leisure, Waste and Environment. Matt, your title's getting longer and longer, to assist with the report. We've also got Councillor Harper Davis / Emmons in the room to propose this item. So first off, I'm going to say we have got some exempt items coming up, and I'll say a little bit before we actually get to those exempt items. This item hopefully is reasonably straightforward. I know Scrutiny and Brenda's up there on the screen, but Scrutiny didn't call this item in, but I'm going to pass over now to Councillor Harper Davis to say a few words before asking Matt to add anything.
Thank you, Leader. The recommendation this evening is to purchase 2 extra fleet vehicles, and for that reason it is recommended that £440,000 is added to the Council's capital programme and that vehicles are financed through capital plan receipts. By this means it avoids interest payments, minimal revenue provision. The current waste fleet configuration was designed to take us through to March 2024, the end of current contract period. The current fleet was purchased by us and delivered in 2020. These vehicles will be at midpoint of their life cycle by the time additional vehicles are deployed. Extending the contract by 12 months means that ultimately, one of the exempt items, ultimately that means we need to purchase 2 additional vehicles to cover the growth in population and housing. Since the start of the contract in 2009, the population has increased by nearly 11%, and there has been a 15% growth in housing. A change in tipping location for residual waste has also made a small contribution to the additional fleet requirements. That's the paper set up here this evening.
Okay, thank you very much. Matt, is there anything else that you wish to add? Obviously, we're taking all papers as read, but if there's anything else that you wish to add?
No, nothing to add really. I think Councillor Harper-Davis has given a very comprehensive introduction. I'm happy to answer any specific questions that members may have on the paper.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm going to open up for discussion or any questions. Obviously, I think it's a reasonably straightforward item. The explanation is reasonably straightforward. But if anyone has any questions, by all means, please ask them now. Councillor Pogue.
Thank you, Leader. It's been, obviously this is about putting the finances in order to buy the new vehicles, but in terms of the actual purchase of the vehicles themselves, has consideration been given to making them electric or has that been environmentally friendly? Has that been something that's been considered at all?
If I can through you, Chair. Yes, obviously we have our carbon climate change agenda to be carbon neutral by 2030, and any decisions like this we take into account the type of fuel used on these vehicles. They do use a lot of fuel, so we did look and consider low emission vehicles. I think at the moment, refuse vehicles really for widespread deployment on a contract like this, I think electrics isn't viable at the moment, and there are a number of reasons for that. The first one is that we use 32-ton vehicles, and I don't think anyone is manufacturing electric 32-ton vehicles at the moment. The biggest size is 26 tonnes. So there isn't actually a product on the market for us at the moment. If we deployed 26-ton vehicles across the contract instead of 32 tonnes, to get the equivalent payload, we'd need an extra 5 vehicles. That's an extra 5 drivers, an extra 10 loaders. So the size of the vehicle is sort of restricting our ability to do that. The other thing is charging infrastructure. We don't have our own depot. The depot that Serco use is leased, and it runs concurrent to the contract length. So the type of finance that you need to put the infrastructure in place isn't that viable over the short term period. And another thing really on finance is that the electric vehicles are £200,000 each more expensive. And with the rise in electricity prices, the unit cost for electricity, the business case in making that upfront investment and buying a more expensive vehicle and realising savings further on, that business case has been slightly eroded. So electricity is not viable at the moment. What we are exploring at the moment in the early stages is we are looking at hydro-treated vegetable oil to see if that's a viable alternative. It drops the carbon emissions by 90% on your RCVs, but that does come at an extra cost per litre. It is more expensive, and I think it is more susceptible to market fluctuations, to supply demand issues as well. But we are looking into that. So whilst the vehicles will be diesel, we are exploring all options to reduce the emissions from the fleet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I did actually come across an electric waste truck in next to the Barmagan a couple of weeks ago, and it was tiny. When you compare it to actually one of our trucks, you can see why it can only be utilised at the moment in, you know, sort of low volume city centre locations, because it noticeably was, you know, sort of miniature version of a normal truck, but silent, nothing else. Okay, any other questions? No. Okay, so I'm going to go back to Councillor Harper-Davis.
Yes, thank you, Leader. So the recommendations set out 1 and 2 on page 11, and recommendations and the reasons 1 and 2 are below.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Barclay, can I ask you to second?
I'm good to second that, Leader.
Thank you very much. Can I see all of those in favour? And that's everyone. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're now on to item 7, which is exempt information. Just before I actually read out this text, the one thing I will say for the next 3 items. We all understand why there's a fair amount of financial detail in the next 3 items, which means that that the reason for the exemption status is pretty clear. But what I will say to each of the officers introducing these items is if you can allow, so that Laura can minute appropriately, as much as you can, about the reasons why it's coming to the meeting, the description of what the item is about, because I think it'd be useful to at least get as much in the minutes as possible, because they will be published, and it gives, I think, those outside of this meeting a bit of a flavour as to what the items are, maybe beyond the general description, which I think they'd probably find quite helpful in many instances. So, likewise with Councillor Seaton, I know there's a scrutiny item on each of these items. So again, by all means, please, Councillor Seaton, if you could tell us, obviously I was sadly not part of the commission, but if you make it clear what sort of questions were asked, again, we'll minute the support for each of these items, so we actually know which councillors were in support, and again, that would be helpful for the minutes, I think, so that people can again see the sort of public sort of a bit more public information or available in the public domain. Okay, so exempt information, item 7. So I'm going to propose to exclude members of the public from the meeting during consideration of the following items on the grounds that they would involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 12A to the Local Government Act 1972, and it is considered that the public interest in maintaining the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. Can I ask Councillor Barkley, whether you'd like to second.
Happy to second that, Leader.
Okay, thank you very much. Can I see all of those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you very much.